This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Hurricane Florence maintains its strength as a Category 4 hurricane, and it's heading toward the Carolina coastline. The Federal Emergency Management Agency predicts Florence could be the strongest storm to hit the state in decades. Governor Cooper has ordered a mandatory evacuation of North Carolina's barrier islands, including the Outer Banks. North Carolinians living in coastal areas have evacuated. Further inland, many have prepared emergency supplies for flooding and power outages. Vince Winkle is a reporter with partner station WHQR in Wilmington and joins us now. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Frank.
As we might have expected, the trajectory has changed in the forecast so that it looks like Florence is headed a little bit south of what we were expecting earlier. Tell us what the latest forecasts show.
Yeah, we got that in this morning that it's going to make a left turn, apparently, just before it makes landfall in Wilmington. And that's actually not very good news because it's going to stall out and we're going to have a bigger storm surge and a longer period of time with winds and heavy rain. And then it turns and hits South Carolina harder than it was originally forecast. It's currently a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 130 miles an hour. It's possible when it's over the warmer water that it gets close to a Category 5. We certainly hope that's not the case.
So moving a little bit south in its trajectory by no means means anybody's ready to breathe a sigh of relief. This is still a very, very dangerous storm.
Oh, yeah. It's downtown Wilmington is very quiet. You know, we're right two blocks from the Cape Fear River at WHQR, and most of the businesses on our street are covered in plywood, and people are very nervous because the storm forecasts don't seem to be making things any easier.
No, earlier this morning, Governor Cooper held a news conference to talk about Florence and the preparations that are underway.
I've been talking to some of the local officials, and we know how a lot of coastal North Carolinians are. They've been through storms and nor'easters and hurricanes, and many of them think they can ride it out. I do sense that people are feeling different about this storm, as they should. We need to heed the warnings of the National Weather Service, particularly regarding storm surge and the high winds. And we are encouraging people not to ride out this monster. I think a lot of people that might normally stay through a hurricane have recognized that this one's different.
That's Governor Cooper earlier today. Vince, is that your sense? People are taking this a little more seriously than in the past?
Yes. I mean, most people I know who are not in the news media have left. My family is heading up to stay with friends in Raleigh this afternoon. People are taking it very seriously.
There are mandatory evacuations in effect and have been for a while for the barrier islands, including the Outer Banks. What has the evacuation process been like?
It's been, I was over at the emergency center for New Hanover County the other day, and we've known about this storm for a while, ever since it started forming off the coast of West Africa, so people have been aware of it. This afternoon, we have buses leaving from Wilmington going up to Raleigh, actually, to some shelters that have been set up for folks from Wilmington. A lot of the shelters started opening on Monday. So far, Interstate 40, which ends in Wilmington, has been relatively smooth. There's talk that if it gets crowded this afternoon, they would open up the lanes that usually come into town and have them reverse, so they also head up toward your neck of the woods. So it's been, time has been on the side. This storm has not caught anyone by surprise, but still, when you're talking about the potential of a 15 to 20-foot storm surge along the rivers and the creeks, and I happen to live on a tidal creek, so if it hits 12 feet, my house is underwater. People are really taking it seriously. Even the old timers who have lived through, Hazel and other storms decades ago, most people have left Carolina Beach and Wrightsville Beach and Oak Island and Brunswick County. Those that are still there are being encouraged to leave before it's too late and the bridges are closed.
Yeah, and that storm surge is important because it's not only the coast that's affected by that. That's everything upstream gets swollen by that water being pushed upstream. So it's deadly even in the counties that aren't directly on the coast, right?
That's right. It goes upstream, and with something like this and the atmospheric pressure, you know, pushing down on the ocean water and pushing it inland, the water can't come back. It just keeps going in, and they are really forecasting some very substantial storm surge, which will put a portion of downtown Wilmington along Water Street, where a lot of the restaurants are. It's going to put those businesses underwater.
And we talked about the evacuation along the coast, but in fact, the evacuation order is now in effect for Craven County, which is not on the coast. Tell us about that.
Along with this, all the talk about the coast, we have to remember that this heavy rain is going to hit a large portion of this state. And I know with Matthew just a couple of years ago, there was a tremendous amount of inland flooding in places where you wouldn't expect you'd have a problem when a minor hurricane comes through. But it's reaching far and wide. I know that up in the New Bern area, there will be problems because of the river that runs past downtown New Bern, and a lot of people that live in very low-lying areas in that part of the state. And, of course, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the barrier islands north of there.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, the fact is that this storm is now expected to stall as it makes its left turn. That's new in the forecast. But again, not any better news for the people in North Carolina or anywhere in the path. That just means it's going to stay longer in one place. And this is a slow storm. It's moving at like 16 miles an hour, which is relatively slow for a hurricane. And that means it just stays in one place and rains and rains and rains.
Yeah, it'll just be spinning above southeastern North Carolina and, you know, parts of South Carolina. And, you know, we already don't we don't need more than 20 or 30 inches of rain. But if it just sits there, you know, between the rainfall and the storm surge and, of course, you know, winds in excess of 100 miles an hour, people are prepared for a tremendous amount of damage. I mean, schools started closing on Monday. The evacuation orders came out Monday, and people hoped for the best, but it looks like everyone is preparing for the worst.
And part of those preparations, as you mentioned, shelters are getting ready. Talk about the preparations. What are you seeing, and sort of where are these emergency shelters? Because there's not a lot of safe harbor anywhere near the coast, right?
Correct. There are four shelters in Pender County, and they're all at schools. There's three or four in Brunswick County and three here in New Hanover County, and all of them are at schools. And just about all of them are also open to dogs and cats, because there's a huge concern that people forget about their pets and then come home to see that their house has been decimated and their pets are long gone. So they've been ramping up, and they started working on those shelters last weekend, and they started opening either Monday evening or Tuesday. I plan to visit one this afternoon or tomorrow, weather permitting. But so far, it's been there's been this sense of calm. No one's really been panicking. They have had enough time to get their things together and go to a shelter. Or I know a lot of folks that are on their way or already in Atlanta. Some friends of mine headed up to Washington, D.C. last night, and then a lot of them are headed in your direction toward the Raleigh area.
It calls into question some of the infrastructure. Obviously, we're talking about public shelters. Hotels and motels are options for some people, and those, I'm assuming, are fairly full. And then, of course, there are fuel supplies, and other gas stations are running out of gasoline. Have you heard much about that kind of infrastructure on the evacuation trail?
Yeah, the gas stations, lines started forming Tuesday morning, and when people really started to realize that they needed to leave town, finding water in grocery stores, the ones that I went to, was a challenge. So when a truck would come in with a new shipment, there would literally be some chaos as people were grabbing these 2.5 gallon jugs of water. There are several stations here in the Wilmington area that no longer have fuel. The one that I dropped by this morning still had gas. But, you know, if people don't leave today, then they've waited too long.
It's changing quickly. What about your personal situation, Vince? How are you preparing for the storm?
Well, WHQR is in an old brick building on the third floor, and four or five of us will be sleeping here at the station and doing news updates probably from now through Saturday.
All right. We will be checking in with you regularly, so do stay safe. And we appreciate this conversation as well, Vince. Stay safe. Talk to you soon. Vince
Winkle. Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Vince Winkle, a reporter with partner station WHQR in Wilmington. And of course, our coverage will continue throughout as the storm develops and we keep an eye on Hurricane Florence. Meanwhile, just ahead, the former UNC Chapel Hill chancellor, along with an economics professor, say we need to fix our relationship between universities and the public. We'll find out how on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.